The best kept secret for luxury and safety? Volvo. The best kept secret to obtain a Volvo? Howard Orloff Volvo Cars. Howard Orloff Volvo has been proudly serving Chicagoland for over 55 years. And did you know, at Howard Orloff Volvo, during Volvo's Sweden's Greetings holiday sales event, you can get special year-end pricing, finance, and lease offers on all remaining 2017 models. And did you know, you can lease a new 2017 Volvo S90 T6 for $469 a month for 36 months with no down payment, or buy for $47,988. Plus, come in and experience the exciting all-new 2018 Volvo XC60. Isn't it time you get to know Howard Orloff Volvo Cars? Visit Howard Orloff Volvo, just off the Kennedy at Armitage, or online at howardorloffvolvo.com.
Demonstrator, stock number V02835. First month's payment plus tax, title, license, and doc fee due at signing with approved credit. No security deposit. See dealer for details.
There's only one station to talk Chicago sports. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score is your official home for Monday Night Football, Thursday Night Football, Sunday Night Football, and every NFL playoff game through the Super Bowl. A production of Westwood One Sports.
It's a presentation of Westwood One Sports.
2017 Christmas Day features an NFL doubleheader, and it all gets going with the Steelers and Texans. Pittsburgh today trying to clinch a first-round playoff bye, which they had in their grasp last week. But when Jesse James' catch and touchdown wasn't, everything went wrong.
Ben is back, throws it over the middle.
Intercepted. Oh, my goodness.
It's intercepted by New England. Harmon comes up with a pick.
Oh,
my goodness gracious. You go from the top of the mountain right to the bottom.
The great thing about that game is it wasn't the last one of the year. You know, it wasn't a playoff game where we're having this final meetings and all that stuff. We get to move on and play another game this week against a really good opponent at their place.
That opponent is a Texans squad that has been dealt injury after injury in a season derailed weeks ago. So now head coach Bill O'Brien just looking for the team to finish strong and pull off a Christmas miracle of sorts.
This is pro football. I mean, look, you're not in the playoff race, clearly. I mean, but this is professional football, and you show up to work, and you go out and be as competitive as you can possibly be.
It's the Texans and the Steelers on Christmas Day. Next.
If it's the NFL, it's on Westwood One. Now, let's enter the stadium and join Kevin Kugler and Hall of Famer Dan Fouts.
We welcome you to NRG Stadium for part one of our special Christmas Day NFL doubleheader as the 4-10 Houston Texans host the 11-3 Pittsburgh Steelers. Today's broadcast of the National Football League on Westwood One is sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts, by Macy's, by Navy Federal Credit Union, by Barbasol Shaving Cream, by CDW, by Wrangler Jeans, by Ford Transit, and by NFL.com. From all of us at Westwood One, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. I'm Kevin Kugler, along with Hall of Famer Dan Fouts. Sideline reporter Laura Oakman will join us shortly from downstairs, as will Jason Horowitz from our Westwood One studios. Later tonight on many of these same stations, it'll be the Oakland Raiders and the Philadelphia Eagles in Game 2 of our Christmas Day doubleheader. But first, it's time for the Steelers and the Texans, and the Steelers do have something to play for in this game. They are 11-3, and with that loss last week to the Patriots, there's still an outside shot at home field throughout, but more importantly, the first round bye can be theirs if they get a win today. And with an injury like they have to Antonio Brown, that first round bye becomes very valuable, Dan.
Yeah, not only that injury, but also an injury to Ramon Foster, left guard for the Steelers, who's out with a concussion. So you're always thinking about being as healthy as you possibly can heading into the playoffs. That's why that bye obviously is so important. And the other thing for the Steelers, important today, for them to get over that loss last week to the Patriots. That was so disappointing, especially the way it ended with a controversial non-touchdown catch by Jesse James. All these things wrapped into it. But they've got to put that all aside and take care of business today to get that bye.
And the business at hand is the Houston Texans, who have certainly not had the season that they envisioned when they came out at the end of the preseason. This was a team that had a lot of expectations this year. A couple of 9-7 seasons. They were looking to take that next step with a rookie quarterback who electrified the league in Deshaun Watson. But injury after injury after injury really has derailed this Texans season.
Yeah, really amazing. Terrible bad luck. But the future's bright. I mean, all those guys that have been injured, J.J. Watt, Fedorowicz, Deshaun Watson, and, of course, Whitney Mercilus, they're all young, and they're all capable of making the rehab and getting back in the lineup next year. So the future is still bright here for the Houston Texans.
For a team that isn't going anywhere, is the role of playing spoiler enough at this level?
Yeah, it's fun to play spoiler, and the game should be about playing for fun at this part of the season. They got to get off to a good start, though, today to increase their chances of having a little bit of fun.
Up next, we'll hear from the third member of our Houston crew, Laura Oakman. We'll check in from the sidelines next. This is Westwood One's coverage of the National.
On the first day of Christmas, Bruce Singer gave to me a huge offer for my family.
During Grossinger Autoplex's year-end trade-in event, bring us your old car and get more for your trade. We'll trade it for brand new. With 37% off MSRP on a new 2017 Buick Encore, now just $15,900. Save big with 1.9% financing for 84 months on every new Buick and GMC. And Grossinger Autoplex in Lincolnwood will save you $8,500 off a new 2017 GMC Acadia. Now just $21,900. The end of the year means our best price on a new Buick and GMC. Hurry in. These savings are available one week only at Grossinger Autoplex in Lincolnwood, just north of Chicago, and GrossingerAutoplex.com. That's GrossingerAutoplex.com. Number B70510, number M70386, plus tax, title, license, and 17215 doc fee. Off MSRP on select model, 1272 per thousand finance. Bank buy-down rate from Grossinger, 20K max finance, plus tax, title, license, and 17215 doc fee. You must qualify. Expires 1/2/18.
Did you know that wetlands are one of the world's most valuable places? It's true. I'm Morgan Freeman, speaking on behalf of Ducks Unlimited, world's leader in wetlands and waterfowl conservation. Wetlands benefit everyone by filtering and cleaning our water. Wetlands help protect people from damaging storms and help trap and slow floodwaters. Wetlands provide you a location for hunting, fishing, boating, and a place to enjoy nature. And more than 900 species of wildlife depend on wetlands for survival. That's why I'm supporting Ducks Unlimited's work to conserve and restore North America's wetlands. You can help too. Help Ducks Unlimited conserve wetlands by supporting its Wetlands for Tomorrow campaign. Ducks Unlimited. Conservation today, wetlands for tomorrow.
Cool weather by Houston standards here as NRG Stadium's roof is closed today. Pittsburgh and Houston starting off our Christmas Day doubleheader. Kevin Kugler alongside Hall of Famer Dan Fouts. Time now to welcome in our sideline reporter for this afternoon, Laura Oakman. Laura, it's a pleasure to have Christmas with you here in Houston. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you also, gentlemen. Players usually invoke a 24-hour rule to stew over a loss. But Steelers safety Mike Mitchell told me he needed 48 after the New England loss, saying it felt like it was taken from us versus we lost it. I felt robbed, not defeated. But at 49 hours, he said the team got in the right mindset, 100% focused on Houston, not New England, wanting to celebrate Christmas with a win. Texans offensive tackle David Questenberry already got his gift. David had battled cancer since 2013. Today he is playing in his first career regular season game, cancer-free. He told me, quote, "It's an incredible moment for me and my family. I've been dreaming about this day since I was diagnosed. I think Christmas makes it even more meaningful because of everything I've been through and everyone I've met along the way will get to see me back in uniform, kind of like a Christmas miracle." Kevin and Dan, David has also been named captain for today. I can't think of a better Christmas story to share right now. Merry Christmas to both of you.
No, thank you, Laura, and you're right. The story of David Questenberry is certainly a Christmas story to share, and it is a story that's going to have everybody in Houston very excited about him getting back on the field. Much more to come from Houston as we approach kickoff between the Steelers and Texans, but when we return, Jason Horowitz joins us from our Progressive Insurance Studios. Get your quote at progressive.com today. You're listening to the NFL on Westwood One.
For many businesses, hiring is tough, which makes it critical to choose the right place to post your jobs. You need qualified candidates fast and on budget. And you don't want to sign a long-term contract or pay upfront fees. That's why you need Indeed.com, the world's number one job site. Independent research shows Indeed delivers 6 times more hires than any other job site. You can post a job in minutes and even set up screener questions to help you zero in on qualified candidates. You can review applicants, take notes, and schedule interviews, all from an easy-to-use online dashboard. For a limited time, Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to make their first job listing a sponsored job with premium visibility so more candidates will see it. You want to make a great hire fast, and this exclusive offer gives you a head start. Find out why over 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. To redeem this offer, go to Indeed.com/credit. That's Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Welcome to the Westwood One NFL Christmas Day pregame show, built by the Home Depot. The next generation of home improvement with everything you need to do projects smarter. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Now, here's your host, Jason Horowitz.
Hey, folks. How are you? Merry Christmas, and hope you are enjoying a wonderful day. NFL season is winding down in Week 16 as well, but not before today's Christmas Day-Night doubleheader, which gets going in just about 20 minutes with the Steelers and the Texans. First round bye possible for the Steelers. They have it with a win today. Possible home field advantage throughout the AFC playoffs. That they need help from the Patriots next week, but again, need the win today. And the opportunity to bounce back from that last-minute roller coaster of emotions, well, that's there as well for Pittsburgh. Got the chance earlier to catch up with rookie wideout Juju Smith-Schuster and talked about all of that, but asked first if he's excited about playing on Christmas Day.
I'm super excited. For me, it's different. I don't have family out here, so I mean, I don't mind spending time with the boys on Christmas Day playing football.
It's a big game for you guys coming off the loss to the Patriots, so let's look back at this past week. What was that feeling between the catch that was not a catch, then the interception, and the loss? What was that feeling in the locker room?
Man, it was tough. I mean, I'll give it to my boys. We played our butt off. We played hard. And it's tough, man. You know, when you think you have the game won and then they take it away, you know, it's hard. But, you know, we got to stay focused, stay positive, keep moving forward. And, you know, we're just getting ready for this week.
The other thing that came out of that game, though, the loss of Antonio Brown, at least for now, for the rest of the regular season, what changes for you now that he's out?
I mean, for me, nothing changes a lot. This week, you know, we have Martavis playing, you know, Antonio Brown's spot. And, you know, I'm still playing the same position. And everybody is just going to, you know, do their work. And, you know, we're praying for him to come back early and, you know, just stay focused on the task at hand. And we just got to keep moving forward.
I think fans often just expect that things change when you lose a player to that magnitude. But how do defenses play the rest of the group differently, maybe now that he's out?
Man, it's tough, you know. I mean, you have to do like AB. He's taking on like 2 to 3 guys every play, which gives opportunities to everybody else, you know, to make their plays. So now that he's not playing this week, I mean, we're going to see how, you know, Houston plays against us and where it goes from there.
What's been the best part about this season for you?
Oh, man, I'm having so much fun. I think the best part about, you know, this season is that our team is just, we're so together, like we're like a family, day in, day out, you know, on the field and off the field. You can just see how close our locker room is. And the best part about it is that when we're down 17-0 or we're down at halftime, we come back and we play our butt off and we come back and win the game.
Talking with Steelers wide receiver Juju Smith-Schuster, when you come in as a second-round draft pick, people have expectations. Most guys, you know, have different expectations of themselves. What did you think your rookie season would be like compared to what it actually has been through 14 games?
Well, you know, throughout the whole draft process and the combine, I was getting a lot of negativity. He's not fast enough. You know, when they took all those receivers off the board before me, it just kind of gave me motivation. You know, I got to prove people wrong. I didn't know I was going to come to the Steelers. I barely talked to him for like 5 minutes at the combine. When I got drafted by them, I was like, well, man, this is my opportunity to make my season go great as a rookie. I knew I had the opportunity to come in and, you know, get a starting spot. But where it's going now, man, I didn't think it was going to be like this.
Juju, happy holidays. We appreciate the time and Merry Christmas.
Thank you. You too. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
When we return, Jim Gray will join us with his weekly spot with Tom Brady. This is Westwood One's coverage of the National Football League.
In the wake of a disaster, what one thing can you send that will help people the most? A blanket, a tent, a sandbag, a doctor. Actually, if you send a monetary donation, you send all these things. Even a small donation can make a big impact and can quickly become exactly what people affected by disaster need most.
In the wake of Hurricane Harvey, your monetary donation can make a huge difference to those in need. To donate, visit HurricaneHarveyAid.org. That's HurricaneHarveyAid.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Driving means
freedom,
exploration,
fun,
pride,
flexibility,
travel,
protection,
ability,
friendship,
escape, independence.
Distracted driving means
danger,
recklessness,
irresponsible,
chaos,
police,
devastation,
injury,
tears, death.
Safe driving means staying alert and staying alive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
A promise was made. A promise that hit the beaches of Normandy. A vow that captured Iwo Jima. A contract that weathered Tet. A pledge that stormed the desert in Iraq. An IOU that braved IEDs in Kandahar. A promise was made to America's veterans. DAV fights to keep that promise so all veterans and their families get the benefits and support they earned. For help, visit DAV.org.
Like all parents, we want the best for our kids. The best role models, the best schools,
the best dance instructors,
and of course, the best care. That's why we're so grateful for Children's Miracle Network Hospitals.
If our kids get hurt or get sick, we know they're getting the care they need.
So please, join us in supporting Children's Miracle Network Hospital so that every child has a chance to get better.
And listen, guys, put your money where the miracles are. Give to your Children's Miracle Network Hospital.
Welcome back to Westwood One's coverage of the NFL on Christmas Day. Jason Horowitz back with you in our New York City studios as we continue counting down to the Texans and the Steelers. But Tom Brady of the Patriots is always part of our Monday Night Football broadcast, and he is today as well. So we hand things over to Jim Gray.
Thank you, Jason, so much. Tom, Merry Christmas to you. How are you today?
Merry Christmas, Scratchy. We're doing good here. We had a great morning. There were a lot of gifts. The kids were happy, and it's a white Christmas in Brookline, so we got 3 or 4 inches of snow. It's really been a great day.
And you're going to call me Scratchy on Christmas. Wow.
Sir Scratchy. How's that?
Okay. That's much better. Tom, as always, is with us every Monday night of the season. He's going to be with us throughout the playoffs and Super Bowl 52. He's brought to you by Macy's. Macy's wants to thank everybody for believing in the magic of the season and dropping off their Santa letters. Macy's has raised over $100 million for the Make-A-Wish Foundation since 2003. And they couldn't have done it without you. See how at Macy's.com/believe. Tom, what did you give Giselle, and what did you get this morning for Christmas?
We had gifts pretty early. The kids were up. They were sleeping in our bed. It was like musical chairs, except musical beds last night with the kids. I think we got up about 6:30 to see if Santa came, and he didn't disappoint. My wife and I exchanged some gifts. She's always the sentimental one. I try to get her some practical things. So anything warm she loves. I mean, my Brazilian, she loves anything that keeps her feet or hands warm or her neck warm. So some gloves, some shoes. It was a great morning. It's always fun with the kids. The kids always make it so special.
Tom, let's turn to the game now. And it seems like Santa kind of visits the Patriots every weekend. And yesterday was no exception with the call that was overturned on Kelvin Benjamin. From your perspective, and you can be objective now a day later, did you think that was a touchdown?
When we saw it live, it was bang, bang play. You know, when I saw the replay, you got to get 2 feet in bounds, and I guess, he didn't. You know, football is a game of inches. We had a crazy call in the Pittsburgh game, and yesterday, it just 2 weeks in a row, but they probably evened themselves out over the course of the year, but it ended up being a great win. We strung together a bunch of points there in the second half and really ran away with it.
We're working our way towards kickoff here on game one of our doubleheader here on Christmas Day between the Steelers and the Texans. Jim Gray along with Tom Brady right here on Westwood One, wishing everybody a very Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season. We are brought to you by Macy's. Macy's wishes you and yours a very happy holiday. We want to wish all the folks at Macy's who do just a terrific job, all the associates, and of course our dear friend Terry Lundgren and CEO Jeff Jeanette, as well as Lisa Folo and Doreen and all the great people who take care of our program and support us so much, and wish them a very happy holiday season.
Absolutely, Jim. I echo those sentiments. You know, thank you so much, Macy's, for your support. Thank you to all the listeners. And we just can't thank everyone enough for their continued support. And we wish them and everyone a happy holiday, a great new year, and many more Patriot wins. That's what I'm hoping for.
Well, Tom, one guy who really wants you to throw him the football this week is going to be Rob Gronkowski in that Jets game, because he can get another $2.5 million if you get him 11 receptions or 111 receiving yards. Did he get you a special Christmas gift, and will you be on the lookout for him this week because you know there's so much riding for him?
That's a good question, Scratchy. You know, anytime Gronk gets the ball, it's good for our team, and I didn't realize that's what he needs, but he's had an incredible year. If we can get him that, that would be pretty sweet. I mean, he's certainly deserving. He's earned it, and I just love playing with that guy. He's a great teammate, a great friend, and been so blessed to play with him for a long time.
Tom, Merry Christmas to you and G and the whole gang, and we will talk to you at halftime as well as throughout the playoffs. And one way or another, you'll be joining us for Super Bowl 52.
Yeah, thanks, Jim. Merry Christmas to all the families out there and all the people listening. Thank you. Merry Christmas, and we look forward to talking to you soon.
That's Patriot quarterback Tom Brady. As I just mentioned, he's going to be with us throughout the playoffs and Super Bowl 52. He's brought to you by Macy's. Guys, maybe you didn't get everything on your list this morning, but Macy's After Christmas Sale has all the names and styles you want that didn't make it under your tree. Grab all the gear that Santa missed tomorrow at the men's store, only at Macy's. Jason, happy holidays to you as we send it back to you in our studios in New York.
All right, Jim, thank you very much, and a Merry Christmas. Special guest coming up at halftime as well, and we'll tell you about that when we return. Texans and Steelers in just about 10 minutes. You're listening to the NFL on Westwood One.
It's time to treat ourselves to the gifts we didn't get.
With Macy's After Christmas Sales Specials.
Like the sportswear I asked for.
And those boots I was hinting about.
Oh, don't forget the diamond earrings I promised you.
Oh, yeah. And the packable down coat.
Hey, didn't you have a comforter set on your list?
I sure did. We do get an extra 20 or 15% off with our Macy's card or savings pass.
See? This is why I didn't do my gift shopping before.
Yeah, that's the reason. Macy's After Christmas Sales starts tomorrow. Savings off sale prices, exclusions apply, including specials.
Howdy, folks. It's me, Colonel Sanders. My KFC $20 fill-up includes a whole bucket of delicious Kentucky Fried Chicken, two sides of mashed potatoes and gravy, coleslaw, and four flaky biscuits for just $20. It'll feed four people. And it comes with a free bucket. And every time you use that bucket, you'll be reminded of how delicious that meal was. Now that's value. KFC, it's finger-licking good. At participating KFCs for a limited time. Prices may vary. Tax extra. Extra charge for breast piece and side item substitution may apply. Offer includes eight-piece chicken, three large sides, four biscuits.
Jason Horowitz, glad to welcome you back to our Monday Christmas doubleheader on Westwood One from our Progressive Insurance Studios. Progressive makes it easy to compare quotes and get a great rate with the new Home Quote Explorer, only at Progressive.com. Steelers and Texans in less than 10 minutes. And coming up at the half, we will sit down and talk with J.J. Watt, who took a $200,000 goal and made it into $37 million for relief efforts for the city of Houston. He's Sports Illustrated Sportsman of the Year. That's coming up at the half. But up next, it's back to Houston. Kevin Kugler, Dan Flouts, and Laura Oakman. This is Westwood One's coverage of the National Football League.
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
Today, my new son and I threw a barbecue.
There were burgers and chicken.
I burnt everything. The burgers, the chicken, the salad.
They were delicious.
They were awful.
And then we had watermelon.
I'm allergic to watermelon.
And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window. Mrs. Wakeham's window. Mrs. Wakeham's windshield. And then, somehow, my hand. My hand!
And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right! It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
One in five Americans has come into contact with these bloodthirsty creatures, or knows someone who has. Reports of infestations have reached pandemic proportions. Bedbugs. They feed on human blood and can leave skin erupting in red, itchy welts. They're also very difficult to control. Bed bugs do not just live in bedrooms, but wherever people go, schools, movie theaters, offices. Not even hospitals are immune to their invasions. The only way to prevent the spread of bedbugs is for each and every one of us to be vigilant and proactive, to learn the simple daily steps that minimize the chances of bringing bedbugs into our lives. And if they do get in, don't go it alone. Bedbugs are most effectively controlled using the help of a qualified and licensed pest professional. Learn more about the bedbug pandemic and how to protect your home and family at pestworld.org.
Welcome back to the NFL and Westwood One. It's time for our Wrangler flashback.
They flood the left side. Now the motion man is Hamilton. On a second and goal, Steelers have no timeouts remaining. Roethlisberger rifles underneath, catches made, fighting for it, Antonio Brown, he's in, touchdown, Brown breaks the plane, the Steelers have rallied, the Pittsburgh Steelers are on the brink of a division title.
Iron Eagle here on Westwood One. It was just last Christmas that Antonio Brown delivered the perfect holiday gift for Steelers fans. His four-yard touchdown catch with 9 seconds remaining wrapped up Pittsburgh's dramatic 31-27 win over Baltimore, clinching the AFC North title in the process. Brown finished the game with 10 receptions for 96 yards and joined Hall of Famer Marvin Harrison in becoming just the second player to ever record 100 catches in four consecutive seasons. That's our Wrangler flashback brought to you by Wrangler Outdoor. Pants and shirts with quick-drying, water-repellent fabric and UPF 30 protection. Wrangler Outdoor, clothing with everyday versatility and outdoor credibility. Try them on today. Every time a Steelers player moves here at NRG Stadium, you can hear the Steelers fans and you can see the towels waving across all sections. Steelers fans certainly know how to get into an opponent's stadium, and they've done it again here today on Christmas Day in Houston. Kevin Kugler back with Hall of Famer Dan Fouts as we close in on kickoff between the Steelers and the Texans. And let's check with our analyst Dan Fouts and find out what he thinks each team needs to do today to help life go right. Brought to you by State Farm. There for you when things go wrong, but also here to help life go right. Talk to an agent today at 1-800-STATE-FARM. What do you see today for these two teams, Dan?
Well, Kevin, let's start with the Texans. They're a team that has had the worst luck this season with injuries to their biggest stars, J.J. Watt, Whitney Mercilus, C.J. Fedorowicz, and, of course, rookie sensation quarterback Deshaun Watson. But now is not the time to feel sorry for themselves. Now is a chance to have some fun by knocking off the Steelers and making this a Merry Christmas for all of Houston, a city that has had its share of well-documented problems this year as well. To beat the Steelers, quarterback T.J. Yates has had enough experience in his 6 years in the league to know that getting the ball to his playmakers is key. Wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins is as good as any in the NFL. 92 catches are fourth best in the league. 1,313 yards is second best to only Antonio Brown of the Steelers. Yates can also choose wide receiver Will Fuller. His nearly 16 yards per catch average proves that he's a dangerous deep receiver for the Texans as well. Now for the Steelers, they are playing to get a first-round bye in the playoffs and a chance to get as healthy as possible with that bye. After their disappointing loss last week to the Patriots at home, the Steelers must not let them affect them today against the Texans. It would be very easy for them to overlook Houston, a team that has nothing to lose today. In order for the Steelers to get a win, they must start fast, get some points on the board early, and by doing so, they will take the crowd out of the game and discourage a Texan team that has had so many disappointments this entire season. Turnovers are always a key in any game, and that's what Ben Roethlisberger must avoid. He's been picked off 14 times this year and has lost one fumble. And without wide receiver Antonio Brown, Big Ben must be careful as he extend plays and try not to force the ball to the less experienced Juju Smith-Schuster and Martavis Bryant.
This has been the Westwood One NFL pregame show built by the Home Depot, the next generation of home improvement. With everything you need to do projects smarter, the Home Depot, more saving, more doing. The opening kickoff between the Steelers and the Texans is coming up. You're listening to the NFL on Westwood One.
This holiday season, make the smart choice and switch to Sprint and get a new Samsung Galaxy S8, S8 Plus, Note 8, or S8 Active with 50% off your lease. That's right.
Know that, because Michigan.
Yeah, okay. All right. So let me dive
in. Let's put it out there. So while everybody's time frame and timeline of tolerance, and again, we are fans of Harbaugh. We're rooting
Nobody
for
has a timeline for tolerance. Everybody wants things now, and that's just not how it happens.
You seem pretty. You have good clarity, I think.
I have great clarity, but a lot of other people don't have clarity because everybody wants things to be like LTE 4G or
5G,
whatever.
5G. Whatever. 9G at this point.
Huh?
But I think we're up to 7G. But here's the thing. What if you get to
10G? We're on 10G now.
But what if you get to year 5 or 6?
Not worried about that. I'm not even worried about it.
But
it's not going to happen. Okay. Let's not talk about something that's not going to happen.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We'll save that footage on you.
It's
fine.
So there it is. It's not going to happen. You want to say it again?
Next year.
It's not going to happen.
Next year.
You want to say it like this? Not going to happen.
Look at his Buckeyes.
It's not going to happen. There it is. That's what we want?
Next year, the Buckeyes go down. Correct. Next year, the Spartans go down. Correct.
Well, you can start with the little guys at least. I mean, before you get to the Buckeyes, beat the Spartans once. I mean, geez, forget about Ohio State.
All right. Let's jump to the National Football League. Tell us how Marvin Lewis keeps his job year over year. And it seems like this might be the end. Because
Marvin Lewis is the head coach, and he does a great job as a head coach. I think that one of the most important pieces that people fail to understand about football, as you know, it's not just the head coach, right? And that's the reason why some head coaches choose to be the head of player personnel. They choose to be the GM.
Yeah.
They choose to be the head of scouting.
They want more power
because they can influence and create more control around it. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have that, you're essentially playing with pieces that people are giving you, right? But in essence, what we see as outside community looking in, if you don't have inside perspective, is a coach that we perceive to have control, and he doesn't. He's a head coach, right? And I remember playing for him. I know a lot of other people love playing for him and remember playing for him. They have had a great time, and he coaches, and he coaches well. Some things are, frankly, out of his control. So that's how he keeps his job, because people know who's responsible, really, for the issues on the team.
Okay, that's an interesting explanation.
I like that. You gave me the response like, he dropped some knowledge. University of Michigan, 1817.
Adjunct professor in waiting.
Finally, he said something. So he's trying to tell me. Finally, he said
excuses.
Something.
In Michigan, he made excuses. Okay. Cincinnati,
I didn't make any excuses. You ask me 5-6 years from now. Great. Then we'll have LTEX.
Dahadi played at Cincinnati for the Bengals, lives there now, played for the Eagles, the Giants as well, Michigan. I like Marvin Lewis. I do. I don't think it's a matter of the Bengals getting rid of Marvin. I think it's more, is Marvin maybe ready to move on himself?
I mean, I think he likes where he is. I think that, it's funny. I remember a story about a player that decided to leave the Bengals to go to another team, and they got there, and I remember Marvin told me, he's like, he's not going to like it because they're not going to have the flexibility, you will. And, different teams have different protocols, right? Mm-hmm. And the Bengals give you a lot of flexibility.
Is that a good thing?
I think it's...
When was the last time they won a Super Bowl?
I think that's their personality.
But that might not be a good thing.
No, he's talking about personality. He's talking about flexibility with the players, right?
Flexibility with the players.
Like their own responsibilities.
I see what you're saying. Okay.
Yeah. But that's the personality of the team. I think that there's some teams out there that are hedge fund teams, private equity teams, and others that are money market teams, right?
I hear you.
They're very conservative. They're always going to make just a little bit of money. They're not going to go for the gusto.
Yeah.
And they're going to
give you that 1.5% return.
They're
going to
give you a little bit of return. And
of
maybe, just maybe. We win it all. Just maybe.
You're not winning it all putting your money in treasuries. I'm just saying.
I'm not going to win it with Andy Dalton.
It might happen. We never know what happens.
I'm sorry we're losing you back there, Santa.
Boy, this poor guy just walked into. I mean, we're abusing him. Every team he played for, we're taking shots at.
Speaking of managing
the Eagles,
your money,
we have nothing bad.
We'll
about
get
the
to
Eagles,
the Eagles in a second. Tell us what you're doing with the Bank of America.
You want to get to that now? Finally,
friends again. We're friends again, Dahani. I remember you back when you were like playing in the subways of New York City.
Thanks for coming out supporting that day. You gave me that almighty penny. That was awesome. I made $3.47 that day.
Hey, it could have been $3.46 without me, Dahani.
You know what? What's amazing about that is that was before cashless transactions.
You're right.
And that playing in the subway, that was before the iPhone. So all this stuff we're talking about today
feel like that long.
It's 2000.
Yeah.
The iPhone came out, 2007, 2008?
Yeah, like that.
I mean, just think about all the things.
I feel like that's around when it came out.
Right. I had
2007, because it's the 10.
I had a sidekick. I had a sidekick that I loved.
I had a sidekick. You had a flip phone. No, Motorola flip phone, those types of things.
You're right.
You had a pager. Remember how to text, like, I love you, 1-4-3-4-4?
No, 9-1-1. You got to call.
me? All right. So Bank of America has their mobile banking app, which features Zelle, is a platform to be able to pay and get paid, right? And mm-hmm. so it's a safe, secure way in order to be able to transfer money. And there's a lot of people, especially during the holiday seasons, that are going to incur big costs. And if I need to owe you some money, mm-hmm. how am I going to pay you back? If I don't pay you back,
I'm going to hunt you down and get my money.
Right. But if you don't, if I hunt you down and you don't give me my money, we're not going to be friends.
Yep.
And 50% of people have seen friendships end because of money. Mm. So this is their way. And this is an amazing platform for you to be able to get your money back, take care of those IOUs. And if it's during the holiday season and you have some sort of group purchase, mm-hmm. you can be able to do that. If you're at dinner and you want to split
that's
the bill,
that's,
you can do that.
That's actually, especially for family. That's advantageous right there.
Yeah. That's for family. If you have like six siblings and you're like, we got to buy mom something. All right, send me $50.
Yeah. Well, usually the
if
a guy who made the NFL, you're the ones usually buying the presents. Let's be honest.
Right, but if your brother doesn't pay you back, you're going to be upset about it.
You're damn right. I am.
You're going to be really mad.
Bankofamerica.com/friends again. That's how you can find out more about it.
I like
it.
And there's a video of me doing a man on the street walking around New York City talking to different people, and everybody had stories. There was one lady that talked about she lent someone like $15,000 and they didn't pay her back.
Wow. I mean, that's her fault.
$15,000.
Supposed to be a feel bad for this
people
lady.
People lend out
$15,000.
That's a lot of money.
I don't feel badly for
it. I think the average amount of money that breaks people up, right, or friendships up, is like $100.
Wow.
Right? So it may seem like a lot of money. $15,000 a lot of money, but $100. That tears apart relationships. So take care of people, pay them back. Utilizing the Bank of
America. Bilotti almost wasn't going to be my friend, our former board op, because I wouldn't give him my $50 for the Fantasy Football League.
You didn't pay him back?
I just never had the cash.
So he's not your friend anymore?
No, he didn't have cash for three months.
You finally gave it to him. Is he okay with it now?
Yeah, he's okay with it.
You sure?
I'm going to go to Ear and buy him some beers.
He doesn't say much. We don't actually know if he's okay with it. We love him, but he's wired tight.
Oh, we love Bilotti.
We do. Dahati Jones with us here in studio. We got about a minute and a half or so. You played for the Giants, and back when you played for them, they were still classy, and they were still smart, and they still did things the right way. I don't know what they've morphed into since, but the way they dissed Eli Manning, everybody's got a reaction. What's yours? I mean, it's really, besides disappointing to everybody, you played there. What do you think about that?
So I think my initial reaction is we all still have to realize that we work for the team. And they can make their decision however it is.
At-will employees.
That's what we are. And I think that came as sort of a wake-up call to him where he just was like, man, I can't believe I've been working for you all for 200-some-odd games, and I haven't missed one, and all of a sudden you're going to let me go. So that is a tough pill to swallow, and I think that, you know, if you've been in corporate America, you've been in a company for like 20 years, all of a sudden they can you at the end of the day. You feel as though, like, you're owed something. And really, you're not, okay? So I think that's my first opinion when I heard about this. My second opinion is they weren't winning. So they have every right to shut
it
down.
You're with the Giants on this? You're with the Giants on this?
Wait, let me go.
Because it sounds like you defended the Giants.
They weren't winning. Okay, they weren't winning. So they have every right to make adjustments. Now, where my beef is, okay. Geno Smith, What? What are you talking about? Okay. So that's my beef, right?
Okay. So, and I think that's a lot of people's reaction.
It's that face like that.
Oh, the bitter beer face?
Well, you're only as good as the next best alternative. And if that's as good as you, I mean, so it just
But they still could have handled it differently. Right. So here's that, right?
All right. So that was two A and B. Now my third is.
Got to make it quick.
Giants are a classy organization, and this wasn't something in line with what people perceive them to be. And so it hurt people more because it was out of personality, right?
Yeah.
It's something like, oh, I can't believe that they would act like that, right? Yeah. So that pains people more than anything else because they've known and respected and loved the Giants for the way that they've always been and taking care of their players.
Yeah.
And people felt slighted because they felt that Eli was slighted.
Yeah.
All right. Good point. That is a good point.
Michigan, 1817.
Adjunct professor.
I believe you, Harbaugh.
And by the way,
I believe in you.
We're going to tweet this for you. We'll take care of you. The Bank of America stuff. We'll give you a good plug. Good luck beating Indiana. And good luck, you know, plowing through Purdue.
By the way, UVA just celebrated its bicentennial.
Good luck squeezing
as well.
By Northwestern.
UVA had its bicentennial as well.
I stay strong.
Hey, college football's better when Michigan's good, so we're all rooting for Harbaugh. We're just teasing, man. Good seeing you, Dottie.
Thank you.
Man, that's one interesting cat. And that bow tie, still rocking it, T.
Still rocking that bow tie.
It, huh?
We move on from the gridiron to the octagon with UFC President Dana White next here on Tiki and Tierney.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring. Snowing and blowing up bushels of fun.
Sports Flash.
Merry Christmas to all of you listening. I'm Larry Ridley. Two NFL games on this Christmas Day. Steelers visiting the Texans. Adam Splain is there at NRG Stadium with an update.
And Larry, the Steelers receive the opening kickoff. They picked up first downs on their first four plays of the game, but their drive stalled in the red zone, and they have to settle for a Chris Boswell 34-yard field goal. So they lead the Texans 3-0. No Antonio Brown for the Steelers in this game, but Ben Roethlisberger completed his first three passes of the game, one to Martavis Bryant and two to Hunter Henry. So the Steelers about to kick off to the Texans. 10:40 to go in the first quarter. They lead it 3-0. Back to you.
Thank you, Adam. 12-2 Eagles hosting the Raiders tonight at 8:30. Philly can clinch the number one seed. Five games in the NBA on Christmas Day will start in the East Bay. Cavs at Warriors right now. Golden State leading 61-57. About 5 minutes to play. Kevin Durant, so far a big game. First game of the afternoon, Knicks hosting the Sixers at the Garden. Philly gets the win 105-98. The process, Joel Embiid with 25 points for Philly. Here he is on the victory.
Glad we got the win. I'm excited. I was really excited about this game, and I felt like I could have played tonight, and we got the win.
Three more games later on tonight. I'm Larry Ridley.
Hi, my name's Bill Ryder, and I like to make fun of Ty Lue because he deserves it. Weeknight, 6 to 10 Eastern, CBS Sports Radio.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to pee, and you're even getting up at night to go. This is not okay. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate, the number one prostate formula, are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. It's like taking three prostate supplements in one. To celebrate, we're sending free bottles to men who want to cut down on bathroom trips. Yes, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-255-3377. Early research suggests that an ingredient in P3 Advanced may help support a normal prostate size. Combine that with a reduction in urges to pee, and you have a formula you'd be crazy not to try. Get P3 Advanced free. Call 1-800-255-3377. 1-800-255-3377. 1-800-255-3377.
The wildest show of the winter is gliding into your area. Cars on Ice. Featuring Fishtailing Frank. A triple axle on a double axle. Plus a 37-car pileup. Oh, the humanity. Hang on to your steering wheels because it's going to be out of control.
Icy roads are no joke, but salting and clearing can reduce accidents up to 88%. Everything's better with a little salt. Learn more at alittlesalt.org.
At Advanced Auto Parts, we offer you the quality parts you want and knowledge you need. And we're always looking for ways to help you save. Right now, get 5 quarts of Valvoline SynPower Full Synthetic or High Mileage Full Synthetic Motor Oil and any Purolator Boss Oil Filter for only $29.99. SpeedPrix members also get a $5 reward. Only at Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores. Advance Auto Parts. Where oil is priced like it should be. See store for details. Limit 5 oil change specials per customer.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-240-0069. That's 800-240-0069. Again, 800-240-0069.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Are you behind on your federal student loan payments? You may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right, if you're a teacher, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, federal programs are still available to have your entire student loan forgiven. Student Loan Options wants to give you free information on all the programs that can help. Call now, 800-374-0311, 800-374-0311, 800-374-0311.
So this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, and a new one just begun. And so this is Christmas, I hope you had fun. The near and the dear ones, the old and the young. A very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, everybody. Back here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. So over the last couple of years, we've invested a lot of time and really a lot of attention, Tiki, to the UFC. We brought all the big names, high-profile fighters on the show. You know the names.
Yeah, we're right, BT. Started with Jon Jones and Conor McGregor, Ronda Rousey, GSP after he re-won his title, Ty Woodley, and so many others. But we're able to catch up with the man running it all. BT got in a fight with him a year and a half ago. But we were all
hunky-dory. It's an argument. You say fight, I say argument.
BT got in an argument with him a year ago. But UFC president Dana White, just a few months ago, right before UFC 218, joined us again.
Oscar De La Hoya is nuts. This guy's an absolute screwball. Now, am I the only one that sees
this? Now, you say this because he obviously not fighting
no,
a while.
No, by the way.
He craps on the whole Mayweather-McGregor thing, and now he wants to fight McGregor. I mean, I hear what you're saying, but he can't really be nuts, is he? Just kind of just wants to get involved in the action
nuts
that you guys have created.
He comes out and says that Mayweather versus McGregor, which, by the way, Mayweather beat him, and Mayweather is one of the best to ever do it,
mm-hmm.
right? It is an absolute disgrace to boxing. It's disgusting. It's an embarrassment. The list goes on and on. Saying F you, Mayweather versus McGregor on Twitter and stuff. And then after the fight's over, he comes out a few days later and says, I'm getting ready. I'm back in the gym. I'm training. I want to fight Conor McGregor.
Yeah, no, that sounds crazy to me.
Wait a minute. So that's not a disgrace?
No.
By the way, it was the yayo. It was the yayo part. The way you dropped in the yayo that we're like, whoa, okay, we got you.
Listen, is that a secret?
No, not really. No, it's really not.
Listen, go Google him.
We have.
We're going to see
fishnets too?
Tell me that guy's got it all together.
Hey, Dana, the crossover appeal of that Mayweather-McGregor fight, I mean, it was palpable. Everybody watched it.
It was awesome.
You think that's going to happen more frequently with your guys and some boxers trying to do these type of things?
No, listen, in a perfect world for me, that was a one and done. It was obviously very successful, but at the end of the day, we did this. We did this 20 years ago, 25 years ago, whatever it was with the UFC.
Yeah.
You know, you put one discipline against another and, you know, it just, if that fight was in the UFC, that fight ends much sooner in the first round.
Yeah, no doubt.
Conor wins, you know. Conor wanted to do this. He went over. He looked really good doing it.
Yeah.
He looked good.
He did.
I had Conor winning the first three, and you could argue the first four.
We kind of felt the same way when he slipped that little, what was it, the uppercut?
Yeah.
When he actually hit the Dana White with the Sirotiki and Tierney, UFC Prez, I mean, I don't know what exactly you expected going in, but that had to reinforce whatever positive you had.
That.
I mean, I jumped off my couch because I rented it. I had a house load of people. When he clipped him on the chin, did you think he actually had a chance to win the fight at that point?
Yeah, let me tell you, when Lee going into this thing now, you know, I have a lot of friends in the boxing world too, you know,
mm-hmm.
from Max Kellerman to Mike Tyson, mm-hmm. Teddy Atlas, and a lot of the, you know, the experts whom I have a lot of respect for. All these guys are saying leading up to this fight, Conor McGregor will not land one punch on Floyd Mayweather. This will be an absolute destruction. He will destroy him, yada, yada, yada. You know, you hear enough of that, and I start going, oh my God, no. I have a ton of faith in Conor. I told the world, I saw him destroy Paulie Malignaggi in sparring and everything else. So I was, you know, but it's Floyd Mayweather at the end of the day.
Yeah. Yep.
And I kept my partner Lorenzo Fertitta was sitting next to me, and I kept looking over at him, going, "We found this kid in Ireland 4 years ago. He's going into the fourth round with Floyd Mayweather.
Yeah.
He's going into the sixth round with Floyd Mayweather.
Yeah.
He's going into the eighth round with Floyd Mayweather. You know what I mean? It was very surreal.
I didn't want the night to end.
Dana,
man.
If he would have had another year or so to train, maybe not quite a year, and he actually was in boxing shape, he might have.
His legs got a little jellyish at the end there.
Hey Dana, we have
as expected.
He definitely needed to be in better boxing.
Yeah,
shape,
definitely,
without a doubt.
As expected.
We
to
have
be fair.
UFC 218 coming up this weekend.
Detroit, right?
In Detroit, which
nice.
Is going to be fantastic. Anytime you guys put on these events, they're fantastic. But mm-hmm. we also have heard you throughout the day talking about Conor McGregor and where his mind is, where his money is, really. His mind is on his money. And he may not come back to fight anytime soon. Who's going to replace him? Like, who's going to be the star that the UFC is now out there touting to get all the attention that he was able to garner for so many years?
Right. Well, you know what's funny is, ever since we started the company, you know, people were saying to me, what are you going to do when Chuck Liddell's gone?
Mm,
what are you going to do when Anderson Silva's gone? You're in big trouble when GSP leaves. I've never heard the end of it. Ronda Rousey's been gone now for a long time. You know, it's the business. It's the same thing that other sports go through. Basketball, the NBA's dead when Jordan leaves. You know,
mm-hmm.
it was for a while. That wasn't a good era there.
And then LeBron came.
The NBA is alive and thriving, believe me.
No, trust me, I get that.
You go through cycles,
yeah.
You know, with different people and different stars, and you know, somebody always pops up.
Well, let me ask you this, Dana. We have a great relationship with you guys. All the fighters come in, and you mentioned a few. We've had them all in here. And two guys we've had in quite a bit, Woodley and Mighty Mouse. And we don't understand, and I want to really hear it from you, the lack of drawing power, the lack of, you know, sale. What's missing? They're obviously great fighters. Mm-hmm. What's missing with the whole package that they don't just make the numbers? They don't move the needle.
Yeah, it's one of those things that you really can't put your finger on or explain. You know, Woodley, I can. You know, Woodley publicly complains a lot and fights with the fans a lot. You know, what happens, fans of fighting want a guy or girl who is dominant like that and just comes out and has that I will fight anybody, anywhere, anytime attitude. All I want to do is look at Conor McGregor.
Yeah.
Conor McGregor has come out and literally fought anybody, jumped around in weight classes, done all this stuff. You know, he's obviously very special. He's funny, and he's got that thing. But a big part of it is being a killer in the sport. People want to follow, get behind, and love a killer who just wants to go out and destroy the world. They love it.
Yeah. Dana, we know we got the 218 this weekend. The Ultimate Fighter finale is out in Vegas this weekend. Good luck, man. You guys have been rolling ever since you made money off of this thing. So continued success.
I really appreciate it. Have a great day, you guys.
White and UFC still rolling. They have carved out some niche, seemingly overtaking boxing as the main combat sport in the States. And I'm sure we'll have even more of the best fighters coming up in the year 2018 right here on Tiki and Tierney.
2 hours down, one more to go. Next hour, we're going to catch up with one of our favorite players of all time, Rays outfielder Steven Souza, who has just been great to us and reached out to us to come back on.
Mm-hmm.
And Steelers linebacker Vince Williams and my favorite, I guess I can say frenemy of all time, NFL all-time leading rusher Emmitt Smith.
Happened. You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to pee, and you're even getting up at night to go. This is not okay. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate, the number one prostate formula, are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. It's like taking three prostate supplements in one. To celebrate, we're sending free bottles to men who want to cut down on bathroom trips. Yes, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-255-3377. Early research suggests that an ingredient in P3 Advanced may help support a normal prostate size. Combine that with a reduction in urges to pee, and you have a formula you'd be crazy not to try. Get P3 Advanced free. Call 1-800-255-3377. 1-800-255-3377. 1-800-255-3377.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Call 800-240-0069. That's 800-240-0069.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions, for a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to dryhome123.com. That's dryhome123.com.
Maybe the salesperson was telling the truth. Maybe lots of people do love their timeshares and don't mind the higher fees, lack of availability, and added pressure to always buy more timeshare while on vacation. But if your timeshare doesn't fit your life, do what thousands have already done. Call ResortRelease.com to cancel your timeshare today. Resort Release will help you get rid of that timeshare once and for all. They're the nation's most